Greetings, pilgrims on their way to a new year. This is your new year launching pad daily devotional, and it's Pastor Bob coming to you from the snow-covered village of Arthur, Illinois, in the parsonage, the House of Peace. And we hope you had a blessed weekend and an especially blessed Sabbath day. And now it's on to Monday. And today we're going to talk about how you, today, on this very day, can walk on water. Now, you know, it's about time. Jesus has been calling you to step out of the boat, to trust God, been calling you your whole life. Maybe this is the day or this is the week that that actually happens. And you'll find that if you take God along with you, then you too are capable of miracles. Amen. Well, the monks are ready, as you can tell, chanting those chants of Saint Benedict. Saint Benedict was the author of what's called today the Rule of Benedict, the Rule of Saint Benedict, which is basically the guidelines, small little book, the guidelines for how to live a monastic life for many, many of the monasteries that exist in the world today. And we've got the pink sand candle just biding its time right where it is. It's just at total peace, that little flame. And we've got the rooibos and chamomile tea. Amen. So we are ready. We are prepared. Why don't we all take a deep breath in, down to our belly. Fill that belly up and let her go slowly. Come into the presence of God and ask the Holy Spirit to rest upon you and be your guide through this reading today. Walk on Water, installment number 15, January 25th. And Michael Casey shares this. A conferee on a solitary early morning walk through downtown Kalamazoo was surprised to hear a mysterious voice saying, "Walk on water." It was not an angelic command, as he first suspected, but a recorded voice telling him it was now okay for pedestrians to cross Water Street. Walk on water. Simon Peter heard these words too. He heard them from the mouth of Jesus. He tried, and he ultimately failed, because his faith was defective. We should take warning from this, because in a sense, this is what Jesus is saying to us every day. Walk on water. Do the impossible. How we respond to this summons will indicate at what depth our faith operates. The church teaches that all that Christ had by nature, Christians also have, but by grace. It's a very interesting statement. This is Pastor Bob. Michael Casey says this: the church teaches that all that Christ had by nature, Christians also have, but by grace. And Jesus himself told the apostles that they would do greater things than he himself had accomplished. So, knowing this, are you ready to walk on water? Are we ready to walk on water? Are we ready to do the impossible? If we look at the New Testament, we will find that there are impossible commands awaiting us. How about be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect? Or how about forgive us as we forgive? How about love one another as I have loved you. As is a small word, but it indicates an order of magnitude beyond our imagination, and even further, beyond our performance. And how many other admonitions there are that, although not completely impossible, are unlikely to be within our reach anytime soon. If we believe that new life is given to those who are in Christ, if we believe that new life is given to those who are in Christ, then we have to make a leap of faith and act as if these impossible commands were everyday tasks for us. With even a minuscule amount of faith, we will soon be moving mountains without even raising a sweat. Or perhaps not. It may well be that, like Simon Peter, when we try to walk on water, we do it badly and begin to drown. Well, this is not such a bad thing, because in such an outcome, we can cry with the apostle who says, "Lord, save me, for I am perishing." Our failure itself has had a good result. It has taught us to recognize our dependence on the Lord, and it has opened the door to a heartfelt prayer. "Lord, save me, for I am perishing." If we hadn't taken the risk, we would not have failed. If we had not failed, we wouldn't have prayed. And in such a way, that's how our spiritual life inches forward. That's just a beautiful devotion. Inching forward in our faith life as we keep trying over and over the impossible and keep coming back to God and saying, "Lord, save me, for I'm perishing." What a perfect cycle that is. Hey, don't forget, this Wednesday night is our Zoom discussion group meeting, so you can begin planning for that. Put that in your planner. Join us. Last week was another really spiritual free-for-all. We had a great time. And it's always usually less than an hour, and it's always worth the time. So do something new this week. Maybe you think it's impossible to be on the Zoom discussion group, but it might be worth a try. See how far your faith life has come. 7 o'clock Wednesday night. I'll send the link on Wednesday. And let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, give us faith as large as a grain of mustard, so that we can move the mountains that obscure you from our sight. Let's hear that again. Let's start over, as if we had heard this prayer, this first line before. Lord Jesus Christ, give us faith as large as a grain of mustard, so that we can move the mountains that obscure you from our sight. Teach us to walk on water so that we may continue your mission in the world, that all may be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Indeed, for you are our Lord and our King forever and ever. Amen.